Oh, you hit start.
I
was
start.
Just about to hit start.
Well, if you want to be in charge, I
Look
could hit
at
stop
that.
And we could do over.
No, no, okay. No. No, no, no. Yeah. Keep this train rolling.
Next week, I will be in Barbados.
Barbados? Wow.
Yeah.
Just vacay?
Yeah, just vacay. Me and Dwight.
Sweet.
Sit on a beach, do absolutely nothing.
Excellent. That sounds amazing.
It will be.
Welcome back to The Watchlist with Patty and Bill. Make sure you smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also create your own watch list by going to thewatchlistpod.com and looking at all the wonderful notes that Patty puts together for the show. You can also engage with us on social media to see what we've been doing. @BillIvoryLarson, @PirateAlice, @TheWatchlistPod. And if you just happen to listen on a platform that rates podcasts, please give us a 5-star review. We want to beat the fuck out of Joe Rogan. I mean, we would love to have a 5-star rating to appease the algorithm.
Please,
gods.
Please, 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 please.
Yeah. So I watched two independent things, but I have to say I watched something that you reviewed last time, and that is the Three Body Problem.
Okay. I watched the first episode of the Chinese version that is called Three Body, and I believe you could see it through Amazon Prime. That's what somebody said, but I watched it through Viki.
Why, yes, you can.
Excellent. So you can watch Three Body on Amazon Prime.
Yes, you can. Oh, that'll be very interesting to watch now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's subtitled.
Holy shit.
But yeah.
Holy shit. There are 30 episodes of this.
So the Chinese version goes deep into the book. Great. I still have yet to read the book. Maybe I'll do that on vacation.
Yeah. But this is book one of three.
Yes, there's a three book trilogy, I suppose you'd say, three. And it's written by a Chinese author. I have the first book called Three Body Problem, go figure. And I have yet to read it, but I did watch the first episode of the Chinese version this week, and I have to say the difference so far in one episode is the Chinese version does a really good job at explaining why that particle collider test didn't work, why those results were so crazy. The American version British version, the Game of Thrones people version, didn't even tell me why that experiment was such a failure. At least I didn't pick up on why it was such a failure.
But you're not supposed to until later on, though. So
the Chinese version totally illustrate what the craziness was.
Yeah, but well,
but I mean right. later Without... on though I didn't see later on. Did you pick up on why it was so crazy later, or have you seen the whole
yes.
thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I have seen all of season one of Three Body
Problem. Yeah, I watched them all, but I never picked up on why the results were so out there.
All right. So, first of all, let me get my review out of the way. It's fucking fantastic.
Okay.
I loved it. I loved every bit of it. Now, there are friends who have tried to read the book and just was like, no, I can't do this. No. But the same assholes who abandoned Game of Thrones in the last season actually did an incredible job with this.
Okay.
At least I think. I thought it was incredible science fiction. I actually do like the fact that it was 400 years away that this invasion is happening. You know, so there is an immediacy to it, but there's also that question of, well, why can't we leave it to the next generation to deal with?
Yeah.
But I just think it's done so incredibly well. And yes, there is an explanation later on in the series of why all of the science is going wonky.
Oh, we know why the science is going wonky. I'm just saying why the results, this is before the science goes wonky, her results, and why she initially is the first one who killed herself.
Spoiler
alert.
Well,
you learn that anyway. In the very first episode. The scientists are killing themselves because science isn't science anymore. But that the whole reason why it's going wonky, that doesn't actually kick in until later, at least how I understood it through the series. Like, they didn't make it wonky at the very beginning.
But you don't need that, though. You just need to know that the world is starting to turn upside down scientifically.
For me to know why a physicist would commit suicide when everybody around her is saying there's no reason, there's no real good reason why she would do that. I mean, she wasn't depressed or anything. But about the science part of it, that was, that I needed that in the Chinese first episode, did a great job illustrating it.
But explaining why she would go from...
No, not why she would do it, but why her view of science and why she said physics don't exist, why she felt that way from that collider experiment.
And see, but... all right, but that's what didn't have to be explained to me. I just took it as, well, science is science, and now everything that I've devoted my life to is shit.
But, like, how does the physics, like, the regular, like, the whole physics of the world, like, how does that not work in a experiment, like a particle collider? That's what I needed to know. Yeah. I needed to know how are these results so weird that she would be like, my whole world is done. That's what, because science isn't like... I mean, it's science. These are the laws of nature. This is why things are the way they are. And we've been had these laws forever. Why would some scientists suddenly feel like the experiment didn't work? So I would think a scientist would be like, well, something's wrong with the equipment. Something's wrong with something within the whole testing portion. Like, something's off. My code is off. I'm missing a comma. Rather than saying... physics isn't real, you know? That's what I needed to see illustrated. Because you're a scientist. You're thinking, well, obviously something's wrong with the equipment that I'm getting completely different results in every time I run this test. Because science, you would at least have the same results twice, not completely polar opposite results every time, unless something is wrong with the actual testing process.
But what you're saying is that the Chinese version didn't still make the leap between her realizing why the science was going wrong and why she commits suicide.
Like, in my head, I'm like, how are the laws of physics, like, how are they wonky, crazy? And in the, I'm going to say it's the American, in the Netflix show, the whole world sees it at the same time. So what did the scientists see before the world did? And they did a really good job of explaining it. Okay, so something is wrong with science itself, not the equipment or anything. Because they never explained that to me, at least.
Well, no, but later on, and see, I didn't need that. Now, this is the difference between the Netflix version and the Chinese version. The Chinese version took 30 episodes to do what 8 episodes did here.
Yeah, so they cut out stuff, obviously, for the Netflix version.
But I thought they, first of all, explained that pretty well later on in the show.
Yeah, later on.
But you just have to take what you're seeing as fact, like the world is now... science is now starting to go topsy-turvy. And without continuing to go on this thing, I just thought that the show was really well done. And in such a way that it was detailed enough that I didn't feel like they were trying to wrap shit up in season one.
Yeah, because clearly it's a season one ending.
Clearly it is. Yes. Clearly it is. So you have to be willing to say... and this goes back to part of my review, this is done great. As long as they do the other two books this kind of justice, I will be fine. But these two assholes abandoned fucking Game of Thrones for their last thing. And by the way, they actually said in an interview that they completely ignored what fans were saying.
Oh, of course.
And I am paraphrasing this when I say that they said, oh, we don't look in the rearview mirror. We just look ahead. As just a way to just kind of brush aside the fact that they shit all over Game of Thrones and left the fans of the show that they had built up over time, they left them out on a lurch, and because they were off doing their next thing for which they got paid oodles of money.
Yeah.
And then they also said, well, we can't get into the details and all this other sort of stuff. Well, okay, but you could still make sure you're providing us a quality thing.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I think that this is a good way to kind of make good with the fact that they are really good showrunners. And when they do put some time and effort into something, it really comes across very, very well. I was incredibly entertained by Three Body Problem.
I liked the Netflix version and how they time jumped to show like how it all started and they jumped around in time. I like that. The Chinese first episode doesn't do that. We don't see the origin of that first scientist. And in the first episode,
well,
we don't. I liked that in the Netflix version. I liked seeing how things, where it started and where it is at that now until you get into the other episodes of now.
Well, and just to let everybody know, it looks like the Chinese version, each episode is like 40, 50 minutes long.
Just to caveat that, Chinese shows have about a minute and a half of opening credits music stuff. And then they have about 5 minutes of closing credits stuff where you could just jump to the next episode. So their supposed hour, 45-minute long episodes are not.
All right. Well, it's still the 40-minute range.
Roughly, yeah.
As opposed to the hour
of each episode
on Netflix.
Yeah. Just so you know, you could jump the first minute and a half of every episode of the Chinese version. And then when you see credits start, just move on. Because there's no after credits anything in those.
All right. So I highly endorse Three Body Problem on Netflix.
All right.
I am hoping that they do as good a job with the other two books. But anyway,
yeah,
this was entertaining to me.
All right.
So how many other things that you have?
I really only have like two Korean dramas that I watched or am watching. I haven't finished either one of them yet because I haven't really done much of anything this week.
Okay. I've got two things also.
Ooh.
I know. So you know what? This week, I'm going first.
Do it.
So the first thing I have, because I always search for, especially after a really good drama, I kind of always search for a unicorn chaser. And I was like, oh, look, there's something called First Wives Club. And I remember that there was a movie, First Wives Club, and I was correct. In 1996, there was a Goldie Hawn, Diane Keaton, Bette Midler version of the First Wives Club. It was a movie. It was a comedy. But this is a three-season drama series.
Oh.
And
a drama.
Yeah, it is a drama, and you can watch it on Netflix. And it stars Jill Scott, and it is actually what I really liked about this and what kind of drew me to it is that it is a mostly black cast. And I say maybe because like one or two minor characters might be other than black, but it is a black cast. And they reimagine the First Wives Club. Where I came into a problem with this had nothing to do with that, had everything to do with, again, I was duped. It said comedy.
There
is a drama. This is a soapy drama. that has slight comedic elements in it, but is definitely a drama. And it follows three different women going through relationship woes. Like, one is separated from her husband. The other one is married to a guy. Like, she put her life on hold for him because he's running for government. And the woman, played by Jill Scott, she is a woman who has been taken advantage of by her husband slash manager in her music career. Come to find out he's having an affair, blah, blah, blah. And I'm watching this like, okay, when's the comedy going to kick in? Well, like I said, if you focus your mind on the fact that it's a comedy, you're going to be disappointed. If you go into it knowing that it's a drama and kind of a very soap opera-y kind of drama, then there you go.
Well, okay.
I watched the first season because you get kind of into, you know, certain characters and what they do. And then they do some weird stuff with characters in season two and season three. But because that's a soap opera and that's kind of what you do.
True.
But in the end, can I recommend this? And for me personally, I would not.
Oh.
And the only reason being, I think they do to the Jill Scott character something that they did with Kerry Washington's character on Scandal. Which was to take a likable character at the beginning and kind of turn her into like a little cutthroaty kind of, you know, bordering not likable character. Although on Scandal, they took that way to the nth degree and made Kerry Washington very unlikable on that show. But anyway, I digress.
Oh.
So if you're in the mood for a drama, you know, go ahead. First Wives Club is your bag. You can watch it on Netflix. It's originally on BET. You can watch it on Netflix. It looks like it's possibly going to have another season. I have no idea. But there you go.
Okay. So my first show is a Korean drama, obviously, because that's what I said. It's not finished running yet. It's called Midnight Photo Studio. This is a kind of a fantasy where many, many years ago, a guy dies. He's like in his 30s and his father is grief stricken and wants to do everything he can to keep his son alive. And on the journey to the afterlife, sometimes people are just, they can't let go. And there's this space that they can wander over to, that they might wander over to, where death will give them a chance to say their final piece before they come back and continue on their journey to the afterlife. And this father makes a deal with death, and death is like, well, I'll bring him back, but every male down your generations, all your descendants will die at the age of 35, and they have to commit their lives to this camera that death owns that gives the spirits of the afterlife a second chance to say their final goodbyes. And so, yes, that is the curse of his family. Modern day, this guy, he's like 34. He's got 10 months until his 35th birthday. Every male ancestor, all of his male ancestors have died at the age of 35, and they all run this photo studio that doesn't open until midnight, and then a spirit will come into the studio. It's like this magical area. And when they take a picture of, like, if they take a picture of the deceased and one of their living friends, family, there's the living person can then see the deceased and they can have a conversation and stuff. And then they take a second picture and the deceased disappears and goes on to the afterlife. And that's what this is about. It's the deceased person of the day. And then our guy, who's the photo the photographer taking the pictures and how he sees ghosts all the time, and these ghosts all are want him because they think this camera that he is in charge of is going to bring them back to life. So all these evil spirits are after him, trying to steal this camera from, you know, it's Death's camera. Death owns this camera. And it gets, some of the times, because they're dealing with people who've passed on and their relatives, it gets really pretty sad. And yeah, I've been like weepy eyed a few times watching this. But I really like it because I like that kind of fantasy element of things, and that he's got a, there's where he lives, the granddaughter of the landlord, she, when they touch each other, she creates this shield against the dead, that these, those bad ghosts that are trying to kill him get repelled. It's really interesting, and we don't know why she does it just yet, because the show's not, it's still running. Midnight Photo Studio, it's on Viki right now. The episode's about an hour piece. I'm not sure how many episodes total there's going to be.
Well, the last thing that I have is actually on broadcast TV. First of all, we watched the end of The Bachelor. Piece of shit show for getting me all involved in shit. But anyway, but I was on an ABC kick and Will Trent popped up. Have you heard of Will Trent?
I have. You Hulu keeps telling me to watch it.
Well, I think you should, because it's actually damned good. It stars Ramon Rodriguez, and this show is based on a series of best-selling books and features Will Trent of the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. Now, going into this, it looked like they were setting it up to be the next Monk or, you know, something like that, where, you know, you have, you know, perfect detective trying to figure things out where other people couldn't. But what I like about this show is that all of the characters are flawed.
Okay.
And in their own way, they come together to help solve crime, most notably Will Trent. So a couple of the characters in this show were in the same type of orphanage that he was in as a kid. And not only was he in this orphanage, but they abused him in the orphanage. Everybody in this orphanage was abused. And so he came out of that wanting to make a difference in the world. But he is also dyslexic. So he has to figure clues out in a very different way because that's the way he is. And I'll tell you what, this is a really good show. In some ways, it's a procedural because, yes, there is a crime every week that he has to solve. And Erica Christensen is in this also. And I haven't seen her. I haven't followed her in the stuff that she's done for a while. The last thing I saw her in was Traffic, the movie in the year 2000. But she plays his on-again, off-again girlfriend who's also a cop, who is also getting sober. And a lot of that comes from her abuse also in the home and so forth. It is really, really well done characterization in what would be a normal procedural. And instead of two-dimensional characters, you have fleshed out, you know, three-dimensional characters, and Will Trent has the most adorable little chihuahua on that damn show.
And what's the dog's name?
Ah, fuck, I forgot.
Okay. It's okay.
But anyway, but the dog is very much a representation of Will Trent. And it's just really, really good. And you can watch Will Trent either on ABC as it airs or do what I'm doing and catch up on all of the episodes that have aired so far on Hulu.
Is this the first season?
No, it is not, as a matter of
fact. Okay, so it's got a couple of seasons.
It's definitely got multiple seasons. I think it's actually in season two. I think it ended season two. But everything is on Hulu. So I'm just back on episode like 6 of season 1.
Okay.
And it's really, really good. It will trend. Give it a watch. It's very entertaining.
Okay. My last thing is on Hulu. It is called Impossible Heir. Like I'm the heir to the throne. Impossible Heir.
Okay.
It's one of those K-dramas with the corporation, the family-owned corporate dynasty. They own like half of Korea. And the illegitimate son who has been tossed to the curb. And he's got some kind of bug up his butt to take over dad's company. Because I'll show you what
as
I
you
am,
do. Yeah.
As they do. And in high school, this new transfer kid who is our guy that we follow, he, for some reason, he's very enamored with the heir, the illegitimate son. And they hate each other at first, but then they make a deal where our guy tells the illegitimate son that he is going to help him take over his dad's company. And our guy is like a business mind genius kind of dude. And then we see them plotting and everything and yada yada. But it starts out pretty darn good. And the rich guy, he's got a sister who is in love with our guy. She's in high school and he was her tutor. But then suddenly she's kind of pushed to the side. We don't see her again for a while. And our guy gets framed and sent to prison for murdering one of the other sons. And the illegitimate son guy, he turns into this caricature, like this cartoony evil dude. And his facial expressions are like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, what the fuck has happened to this show? What is it? Like, takes a turn. Like, suddenly all the writers were fired and they hired new writers who had no idea what the whole plan was for this series. Right. And I've looked it up and I am not the only one who feels like, what the fuck just happened here? So now I am hate watching Impossible Heir because I'm like, what's going on? They only brought the daughter who was like the good actress, fun to watch character. They only brought her in to see that dad was like drowning in the bathtub. And I'm like, what? And the end of the last episode I saw, the bad kid is about to, like, his dad's in the hospital because he was in the bathtub drowning. He's about to kill his dad because dad is the one that's standing in his way of taking over the company. And our guy, obviously, comes in and he stops it. Like, dude's reaching for the oxygen mask on dad. And our guy grabs his arm. And the look on his face, like, how could you be killing your dad? I'm like, dude, how do you not? I mean, hello, he's killed so many other people so far. Why are you so, like, confused by this action? I mean, clearly dad's in the way. You even told him that your dad is in the way and he's going to stop you and kick you out of the company. So now you're, I mean, like, the actor, like, does he not realize his motivation for stopping this guy? I mean, why does he not realize, like, this guy that he's known since high school is like he's already framed you for murder and he's murdered people. I mean, why are you confused? I'm hate watching it, The Impossible Heir, because what the hell? I mean, all we need is the white box truck of doom to come and run some key person over, because that always happens. And this is on Hulu.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, don't watch it.
Unless you want to hate watch it, yeah.
I don't want to hate watch shit. I want to
Sometimes hate watching and mocking is fun. Sometimes.
Well, yeah, like I watch The Bachelor. I hate watch The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But I actually did enjoy watching The Golden Bachelor. But I hate watch stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. That's what this has become. I'm hate watching it. And, you know, the two male leads, they're pretty to look at. So,
well, but
I at least get a little bit of eye candy.
But I don't want to go into something knowing I'm going to hate watch.
Oh, yeah. Don't go into this and hate. And
right.
This is terrible. Don't watch this.
Right.
I am
right.
only okay. watching because I'm hate watching. Watch Midnight Photo Studio instead, but that's on Viki. Yeah. Oh, Flex X Cop is on Hulu. Watch that. That was a really good show. It's a cop show. That's all you need to know about that one. It's a cop show. Watch it. You'll like it.
Okay.
And it does have some funniness in Flex X Cop.
Okay.
On Hulu.
I've got to start going to the movies, because there are a lot of movies coming out now. I was supposed to go. Shout out to April and Dante, by the way. I hope you're feeling better. We were supposed to go see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire together.
Dwight saw that, but I didn't get any feedback on whether it was good or not.
Not even a grunt or a one-word
review? I didn't
ask
him. I told him. He came back and fell asleep, and yeah. And then I forgot that he saw it until just now. So.
Well, I want to see that. Yeah. I want to see the new Omen movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
I do. I love the original Omen movies. I even really liked the remake with Liev Schreiber in it in the 2000s. I just think it's a really good story, and I'm just a huge fan of the original. So to see a prequel, I'm really kind of interested in that. And then there's this movie called Abigail that's coming out about this child vampire.
Oh, yeah, I saw that trailer.
That looks fun.
The movies that all had their commercials during the Super Bowl, none of them are... I haven't heard anything about them since the Super Bowl ads.
No,
like
they'll probably
Place,
come out
Day
later.
Day One,
yeah,
Deadpool, Wicked, those ones, the Kingdom of the Apes one.
Yeah, Twisters. Those are all summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just don't want to go see the ape movie, even though these last ones are really good. I don't know. There's just something about, I just have this incredible soft spot for primates.
Okay.
I think they are beautiful. When I worked at the zoo, one of my favorite things to do was to go to the silverback gorilla enclosure. And you're really not supposed to eye them down. You're not supposed to stare at them. But it's really hard not to look at them and just go, wow. And so I would sit on the edge of it and just kind of peep glances at them so they knew I wasn't staring. So whenever I go see a Planet of the Apes movie, I'm like, what bad thing is going to happen to the apes?
Right.
But there is something in this movie that intrigues me, and it's just a shot. It's a shot they get of the beach. And it reminds me of the original twist ending in the original Planet of the Apes.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm kind of intrigued by this.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think summer 2024 is going to be baller for movies.
I did recently see in the New York Times, they either have an interview with, I think his name is Dev Patel.
Oh, yeah,
Monkey
Man. Monkey
Man. That one might be coming out shortly.
Yeah, I think that's next week,
April
5th.
They had either an interview with him or they were reviewing it. I'm not sure which. Or maybe it was an interview / review. But, that one's coming up quickly. That was one of the few that had a commercial during the
Yeah, Monkey Man looks really good. It looks like a very... Like, John Wick is brutal, but this looks like a more visceral kind of John Wick-y kind of thing. And Dev Patel too? Shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I'm interested in seeing that a lot. So who knows? Some of these reviews sometime may be like movie stuff.
Maybe. If I get off my butt and go to the movies too. There just hasn't been anything that's grabbed me that I feel like I need to see that.
Well, and I'm having my second knee replacement surgery on May 1st.
Oh.
So believe you me, people, you're going to get a lot of shit, reviews from me. Good, bad,
ugly. A lot
of ugly.
Shit reviews?
All the shit. Yeah, exactly. Oh, this was shit. Ah, this was shit. Oh, guess what? Hey, Patty, guess what? That show? Shit. Yeah, yeah.
Good
I'm going to do all of that. But anyway. So thank you, everybody. So here's a question. Have you seen Three Body Problem? Have you seen Game of Thrones? Let me know. Let me know what you thought of the last season of Game of Thrones, although I would be very interested to find out if anybody liked the last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And have you seen Three Body Problem, either version? Do you like it? Just let me know, because I'm interested.
Have you read the book? I want to know who's read the book that has seen the show. That's what I want
to
know.
Terry, shout out to Terry. She tried to read the book and then was like, no. So yeah, let us know. Log on to thewatchlistpod.com, click on that contact us button, or you can engage with us on social media at symbol Pirate Alice, at symbol Bill Ivory Larson, at symbol thewatchlistpod. Let us know. Please don't forget to smash that subscribe button and tell a friend. Tell 10.
Yeah.
That would be great. 2024 is going to be our year, man. We're going to break 50 subscribers.
Sure.
There's that confidence. All right. So, everybody, have an awesome week. Oh, God. You're going to be gone next week?
Yep. Thursday is when we leave.
Well, then I hope you have an awesome vacation. Go sit on a beach. Do nothing. Wear sunscreen.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. I ate SPF 5 billion because, you know, I'm practically transparent. I would be like a little charcoal briquette if I didn't.
Well, and didn't Dwight get stupid last time and not wear sunscreen?
One of the first trip we took to sunny land. Yes. Now he knows better, too.
Thank God. All right. Yeah. I don't want crispy Dwight.
Nobody wants to be crispy on their vacation. I want to be able to enjoy my vacation and not be in pain.
Yeah.
I know better.
And then don't forget to reapply sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I bring a lot because I'm like slathering it because you sweat it off and you go into the water and it comes off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to try and find reef safe sunscreen.
A reef safe, as in water safe?
Yes, to save the reefs, because sunscreen is what's part of what's killing the reefs.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you for letting me know.
So you just got to find it. That's the hardest part, is finding what is reef safe that has a high enough SPF for my transparent skin.
Do, 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 do. Azon. Amazon.
Oh, yeah, but that's where it gets hard and a little bit difficult to find the right SPF. Because they don't make them all that high of SPF, at least.
Was that the electric company?
The electric company.
Where they did the Amazon.
Oh, yes, that was electric company.
Yes, I love that. Anyway, well, everybody, have a great week, and maybe you'll see me next week. You should. We're gonna have some fun. I don't know. I might pull stuff out of the archives. Who the hell knows? It's gonna be a free for all because Mom's not home. Anyway, you guys take care. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I'm drunk. And it's like 11 o'clock. All right. Everybody, take care. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. Okay, bye.